When asked by Aurelia Matters if he had a volunteer deserving of being publicly acknowledged, SharingPlace executive director Chris Peacock said no. Not because none of his volunteers were worthy of the recognition, but because there was no way he could decide on just one. The team of over 70 volunteers is just that, he said, a team. And they deserve to be acknowledged as a whole, he stressed. They are the engine, the heart of the SharingPlace, Peacock said. We would not be able to run any of our programs without our volunteers. They not only provide a lot of the required labor, they also provide the energy. They're the pulse of the organization. Kathy McMillan has been volunteering in the warehouse for 17 years. To other members of her team, she has the unofficial title of warehouse supervisor. McMillan joined the SharingPlace after she retired from her regular job and works there 5 days a week in the busy season. She cuts back to about 3 days a week in the summer, unless they need her for something. It keeps me occupied and keeps me semi in shape for my age, and I enjoy being here with the characters I work with, she said, nodding toward other volunteers. Some days we're so busy, we have no time to talk to each other, but we make time. It's good. You get out, you meet people from all walks of life, she said. It's also important to help the ones who are unfortunate. We have to look after the other side of the coin, I guess you could call it. I enjoy meeting a lot of the clients that come in and getting to know a little bit about them. Some of them feel pretty embarrassed their first time in, but we make them feel at home. I find it rewarding. Bob Gallagher, also a retiree, has been volunteering for over 3 years and he can be found at the Dufferin Street facility 3 days a week. I thought I'd be real good at sitting around and doing nothing. I wasn't. This seemed like a real good opportunity to contribute, to give back, and it's been a great experience for me, said Gallagher. These are good people. The place is very well run. Certainly, the need is out there. I wasn't as aware of that as I am now. Andy Breininger has been volunteering for 4 years. I just wanted to give back to the community, said Breininger. People should come and do this, if not to give back then maybe just to pay it forward. It's a trying time for people out there right now. It's good to be able to help them if you can. So, if you're fortunate enough to worry about food insecurity, then pay it forward a bit. Alistair McCulloch retired 10 years ago and has been at the SharingPlace for 3 years. He usually works 5 days a week. Sometimes it's been 7 days a week, he said, depending on the needs of the organization. There are as many reasons for volunteering as there are volunteers. For McCulloch, his initial attraction was to support the people of Aurelia and for the social aspect. It's important for the community, I think, and it's important for my well-being because I'm busy. I like being busy. And the camaraderie in here is wonderful, McCulloch explained. Even with the challenges of COVID, the SharingPlace is currently at maximum capacity for its volunteers. That's often an unusual problem to have for charitable organizations. When a position opens up, Peacock likes to offer the volunteer work to people who are members of the organization first. It's an exceptional opportunity for those living in poverty who may feel socially isolated and might feel like they want to join a team for the social connection, Peacock explained. The largest percentage of the SharingPlace's volunteers are retirees. We're very fortunate to have a lot of people who retired but chose not to retire. Volunteering is a way not to retire but to retire. It keeps the mind moving and the body moving, he said. Peacock hopes that when the organization's volunteers leave at the end of their shift, they feel fulfilled and happier. They're invaluable to our organization and we are extremely thankful for what they provide to our member base, he said.